Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
WPHT HD WOGL HD3 Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Well, the Biden administration is up to it again. That's right, trying to impose more of their edicts and take away more freedom. And the FTC has just voted to ban non-compete agreements. But where do they get the authority to do so? Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Thanks for being here today. Appreciate it. Biden's FCC internet re-regulation is a triumph of ideology over reality. Here to talk about it with me, Phil Kirpin, is president of American Commitment, one of the smartest guys out there. Follow him on Twitter, at Kirpin. Phil, how are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I'm just, I don't know if you follow New York at all. They just passed a huge taxpayer-funded bailout for news media, broadcast media, and newspapers. So that's pretty wild stuff. But
I did not see that. Wow.
Yeah, I just did about 6 tweets about it, if you want to see all that. I don't think Pennsylvania's done that yet, so that's good. But, you know, the bad ideas start in places like New York, and we'll see about that. But, hey, maybe if it happens someday, your station could apply and get some loot, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get whatever we need. No problem. I'm sure having Trump on yesterday will help with that.
Yeah, I'm sure all the New York outlets that just happen to be approved by the commissioner for the state money are going to be the ones that are friendly to the state. I don't know, Maybe. We'll see how that goes.
So I think we call that state-run media, don't we?
I mean, literally, that's what they're going to have now in New York. It's effective immediately, I think. So there you go.
And, I mean, this is what the NPR whistleblower exposed. I mean, he exposed the fact that NPR is, I mean, we knew it was left-leaning, but, I mean, the bias was outrageous. 87 to 0. 87 editors who are Democrats, 0 Republicans. It's amazing.
Yeah, no, the this FCC vote coming up is pretty amazing. Now, sorry to get back to the topic you actually booked me on. you know, Trump repealed the Obama net neutrality regulations, and the media and the other Democrats acted like this was like Armageddon, the end of the world. There were literally articles about how we were going to have mass deaths because deregulation would break the internet and people couldn't get suicide prevention resources and they would all kill themselves. I'm not making that up. That was like actually an article. I don't even remember what website it was. That was actually an argument that was made. And you had all these Democrats saying, you know, as soon as you deregulate, the phone and cable companies are going to block what website you can go to and throttle traffic and slow everything down. You had all these idiotic tweets about your tweets will load one word at a time with like 16 dots between each word. And, you know, they thought they were so clever and all this kind of stuff. And, of course, the Trump FCC did it anyway. And here we are 7 years later, and it's not like a theory anymore. It's not like, oh, what might happen? What do we think will happen? We now have this thing called reality. You can look. You can go see what actually did happen. Zero of the negative consequences and all the insane things that they said would happen. None of that happened at all. So what did happen? Well, prices dropped pretty dramatically. Prices are down, I think, 22% for... 28% for wireless and 15% for wireline internet. So we got a pretty significant drop, more than a quarter decline in price for wireless, which is pretty astonishing. And speeds are up insanely. Speeds are up, I think, by a factor of 8 on wireless. So 800 times increase in speed on wireless, and I think 500 times increase on wireline connections. And so basically, we said, yeah, we're going to deregulate anyway, despite all your fear-mongering and all this kind of stuff. None of the negative things happened. Everything you could ever want from a deregulation did happen. The prices dropped so much when deregulation occurred that Janet Yellen, actually, who was Fed chair at the time, commented that there was some idiosyncratic data in the telecom sector which had affected the overall inflation in the economy. So the overall price level in the economy was affected by the decline in prices in this one sector as a result of deregulation, which I think makes it one of the most successful deregulations, you know, at least in 3 or 4 decades. You'd probably have to go back to, like, trucking deregulation in 1980 to get a similar size effect. And so, like, this worked beyond anyone's wildest dreams, and therefore, naturally, the Democrats are going to have a 3-2 party line vote on Thursday to reverse it, because they can. It's a reality-free zone. I don't know what to tell you. It's pretty unbelievable. Which, by the way, this just happens to be one that I track. But if they're reversing this deregulation, I assume every agency in the entire federal government is doing insane regulatory things just because they can, because no amount of evidence seems to persuade them otherwise.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, they're not interested in evidence, though. They're interested in putting an ideological agenda through, and we know that about them. That's what they always do. And they don't like the private sector. This administration has been so hostile to the private sector, and we keep seeing that in every single way. And I also think, too, I mean, one of the other reasons why I think they want to control everything is, well, two reasons. I mean, number one, they want to be the information police and have disinformation and misinformation. And number two is the absurd idea that they want to get rid of jobs in the oil and natural gas industry and have these people start laying broadband cable. And I think this is another way for them to control that so they can start redirecting their green nonsense money in that direction as well. So I think there's a number of agendas behind this as far as I can tell.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's something to that. There's actually a paragraph in this item that they're going to vote on where they basically say, like, you know, they say a lot of commenters say that regulation is going to decrease private investment and that's going to be really bad. But we don't worry about that because we have so much taxpayer money that we're going to have plenty of money, basically, for building. And you kind of scratch your head because it's like, you know, you want to waste a huge amount of taxpayer money backfilling all the private money you're scaring away with crazy regulations. That makes it about the most wasteful government spending you could imagine. I guess that doesn't bother them, but it should bother everyone else. But then also it's kind of like, what happens when that money's spent?
Right.
There's going to be more and more. Yeah, if the economics don't work because you regulated away investment, then you just think there's an endless supply of taxpayer money to backfill it. I mean, this is really the philosophy that we're dealing with. And so I do think it has a lot to do with that. But, you know, the irony of this is, you know, if you put heavy regulations on, it's actually going to undermine Biden's whole idea of, you know, we're going to do this huge subsidized build out to, you know, the remote mountaintop, you know, cabin that doesn't have internet, and the handful of places that don't have good internet, we're going to do it all with subsidy. I mean, the actual businesses, the companies that are going to get the subsidy funds and do the actual building, you know, a lot of them are on the fence already, because it's kind of like, oh, I can get this money, but then when the money runs out, do I really want to build? If you throw huge regulations and the threat of even more, you know, more regulatory power in the FCC, a lot of them are just going to say, you know what, I'm not going to do it. So yeah. I think it actually is going to undermine his whole push for, you know, subsidized build-out.
Which means that more people are going to have to sit outside McDonald's and use their Wi-Fi to get their homework
done. The opposite of what he said. It's going to do the opposite of what he says it's going to do. Look, I mean, here's the thing. You have to be completely insane to look at the last, you know, 6 or 7 years of internet policy post-deregulation and say, oh, this was a failure.
Right.
Okay? I mean, the whole 5G rollout happened in that period. I mean, the amount of money that was invested is staggering. And as I said, you know, wireless broadband speeds went up like 800%, and prices are down. So, I mean, in inflation-adjusted terms, prices are down, I think, 28%. So it's like, okay, so we're paying much less, we're getting much more. And he says, oh, no, this is a problem. We got to bring back the regulations. I don't know.
Phil, do you remember that time he said that the people have to sit outside McDonald's and use their Wi-Fi kids to get their homework done? Do you remember that?
Something like, I think I've heard things of that nature before. I don't remember exactly what.
But this is, to your point, it's going to make it more difficult for people to get access to internet, because these companies and the infrastructure that's involved and the cost of supplying it, if there's more regulations coming, to your point, they're not going to want to invest in it. So I agree with you. Phil Kerpensier, president of American Commitment. I don't want to throw you off guard, but since you are such a smart guy, I figure you can respond to this. I'm sure by now you saw that the FTC just voted 2-1 to ban non-compete agreements, which obviously means that, you know, if I leave my employer, there's a certain period of time where I cannot go to a competitor. They've just voted to ban them nationwide, and even it's retroactive as well. First of all, I don't know where they think they get this authority to do so, but assuming this decision stands, and I know it's going to be challenged in court, but assuming this decision stands, Phil Kerpen, what's going to be the impact of this, you think?
Well, I mean, there's some businesses that this is really going to hit hard, because there's some businesses where basically, you know, the whole kind of secret sauce of your business is something that can't necessarily be, you know, patented or copyrighted, and it's just, you know, you've got sort of your business knowledge, the processes that you use, the way you do things is kind of the secret sauce of the business, and, you know, you hire someone, you train them, you teach them those processes, and if you can't protect yourself with an agreement, you know, they can leave and compete with you. They can leave and set up shop and undercut you, and, you know, you've got a big problem. And so there are certain types of businesses that this is really negative for. There are a lot of other businesses where this is, probably doesn't matter. And I, you know, we remember, you know, Biden had that dumb remark in his speech about how, like, fast food restaurants are abusing non-competes or whatever. And I don't know if that was ever actually true, but if it was, it really doesn't matter much. If you're talking about low-skill work, it really, you know, if you can compete or not, it doesn't really make a difference. But where there are definitely a large class of businesses for which it really does matter, and it's going to cause them enormous problems, where, you know, how do you staff up in a way that you're not just giving away the secrets of how you do everything to someone who's potentially a competitor? And I do think we're going to see litigation on this. And I also think, you know, the FTC has just been, you know, there's a lot of competition for this, but they've been one of the most egregious you know, sort of anti-business, anti-freedom agencies in this administration. They sue everyone you can imagine. They've basically sued every major company there is. I think they're suing right now to block a merger of handbag companies, which you kind of scratch your head, like, what are they worried about exactly there? But, you know, Lina Khan is, you know, a 35-year-old hardcore left-wing ideologue who is basically against everything that businesses do. And, you know, she's invented this authority to invalidate a whole class of contracts. And by the way, you know, many, many states, and probably the majority of states, already have laws that restrict the way non-compete contracts are used and prevent abuses. And, you know, if there's a state that, you know, doesn't have the appropriate legal requirements on that, and they are being abused in some way that doesn't make a lot of sense, well, that's something that should be addressed in that state. But the idea that the federal government's going to come in an area that's always been state law, always been contract law, you know, sort of within the guardrails set by the states, and say, we're going to throw this entire class of contracts out, even though a lot of businesses have a legitimate need for them, it's pretty crazy, and it's pretty scary. If they actually can get away with it, because it means that federal agencies can just invent their own new areas of authority and implement them. So I don't think that our current Supreme Court will allow this, but you know, it takes years. They don't even hear every case, and so you know, we'll see what happens. But I think that this has always been a state law issue, and you know, if somebody has a problem with the state law in their particular state, that would be the appropriate way to address it, would be through the legislature, not you know, getting Biden appointees to just Bigfoot everyone.
Yeah, two to one vote. So two people with absolutely no accountability whatsoever can just make this rule, promulgate this rule. But this is the problem. I mean, this is what we've talked about. You and I have talked about this in the past. It's what the Chevron decision is about. It's everything we're dealing with now, with these executive agencies that do the work that it should be left to the legislature. And whether it's, you know, this flirting with the idea of banning gas stoves or now banning non-competes, I mean, just exceeding the boundaries of what Congress intended by giving them this authority in the first place. And there's no way to rein it in. I mean, as of right now, if this happens, assuming that this goes through and it holds up, or to your point, it takes years, it's in effect for years until it's overturned. If Congress doesn't like it, Congress has to pass a law to undo the rule set by the executive. I mean, this is backwards here, Phil Kirpin.
It's totally backwards, and that's why we've been pushing for a long time a bill called the RAINS Act that would change the default. So instead of agencies being able to do whatever they want unless you can somehow get enough votes to stop them, we think we ought to have a process where agencies propose the rules, send them up to Congress, and they have to get affirmative approval before they can take effect, which, you know, obviously Congress can do a lot of dumb things, and we know that, but I think we would have many, many fewer dumb regulations, and at least you'd be able to look up who voted for them and hold them accountable come election time. So that's one of our major long-term priorities at American Commitment, and you know, we've passed it many times in the House, never in the Senate, but we're going to keep banging our head against that wall until we finally get it done, because it's very important. And in the meantime, everything kind of rides on the presidential elections in terms of what the agencies do, and we'll have these things that toggle on and off, like those net neutrality rules we were talking about.
Yeah, and I mean, all the regulations, whether it's the internet or it's your freaking dishwasher and your washing machine, I mean, all these things. Trump has mentioned these in the last couple of days. We need a change here, no question about it. Phil, what do you think? I want to just get your read on all these college protests we're seeing, these very, very aggressive, in some cases violent, anti-Israel protests that are happening on college campuses. I mean, is this 1968 all over again?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are a lot of similarities. I think that, you know, we've got an extreme element of the left now, and they've got a lot of stroke in Democratic politics as part of what makes it so frightening. But the good news for you and all your listeners is that thanks to Joe Biden, we'll get to pay off the student loans for all these campus crazy demonstrators. So we'll get to pay the freight for you know, all the crazy anti-Semitic activities that we have to watch in horror.
I'm sorry. I thought the Supreme Court said that was unconstitutional. What do you mean?
They threw out Plan A. Before he had even got Plan A thrown out, he already had his Plan B promulgated. And now there's litigation on Plan B. He's already got Plan C. So he just announces a new one like before they can even throw out the last one. It's amazing.
It's really amazing. But he's not a dictator, not at all. Phil Kirpin, president of American Commitment. Follow him on Twitter, at Kirpin and at American Commitment. Hey, Phil, thanks so much. Always a pleasure, my friend. Keep up the good fight for private industry and the private sector. We appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And the big story of the day are these anti-Israel protests gripping campuses across the United States of America. I'll tell you what former President Donald Trump said about them in just a moment. It's brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. You deserve a beautiful smile. VanariaVeneria, VeneriaDental.com. Now, what you're watching here on these campuses and some of the vile rhetoric. In fact, Matt, I see Greg Price tweeted out where they're calling people Zionist pigs. If you can grab that audio for me, that'd be great. Another Newsweek story about my interview with Donald Trump was just published a short time ago. It was a story that Trump retold about his friend getting questioned at the airport. Remember, I brought up FISA with the president, and I brought up the spying on us, and I said, you know, you've got able-bodied Chinese men crossing the southern border. They actually put that quote in the article. And so they wrote another story about the interview. So that's good. That's two. Hey, not bad. All right. Listen, the other night I had my friends Lou and his wife Trish Vargo over for dinner. Lou Vargo is the owner of Garden State Earthworks, a company his dad founded. His dad's a great guy, and they will solve your water problems for good. For good. That's right. That's what they do. That's all they do. They solve water problems. And here's what I mean by that. If you have a wet backyard, if you've got a soggy backyard, if you've got water that's infiltrating your house, it's causing damage to your hardscaping, your landscaping, damage to your swimming pool, anywhere water's a problem, Garden State Earthworks will drain that water away once and for all and make sure it's not a problem anymore, and their work is guaranteed. See, water problems never get better on their own. They only get worse. And a lot of people think just any old landscaping company can fix it. No, you need the experts at Garden State Earthworks. They will solve it for you, guaranteed. Lou's a great guy. I met him probably 10 years ago when we had a wet basement in our first home down here, and he solved that problem for us and said, you'll never have another drop of water in that basement again, and we never did. And then we move into our new house, and the backyard is like a swamp. So Garden State Earthworks came, drained the water away. We are good to go. They're super busy right now this time of year because of all the rain we're getting. But if you call them right now, tell them I sent you, they'll make you a priority. 856-848-4444. 856-848-4444. Or go to GardenStateEarthworks.com. They'll solve your water problems for good. And you'll be so happy and you'll save money because water problems never get better on their own, and they can cost you thousands and thousands of dollars in damage. GardenStateEarthworks.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
So my favorite story of the day today, and it is a ridiculous headline, and I love it. It's not going to happen, but it's so great. It's from the New York Times. Could Trump go to prison? If he does, the Secret Service goes too. Officials have had preliminary discussions about how to protect the former president in the unlikely event that he is jailed for contempt during the trial. So what they're talking about here is that they would have to have the Secret Service in jail with him. And even though jails and prisons don't allow firearms, the Secret Service would still have to be armed because they have to protect the president. And this is such a dumb story. He's not going to go to prison, but it's such a dumb story that it helps with my next movie, which is going to be Guarding Inmate Trump, which is going to be a prison comedy. It's like a prison comedy where you have the president in jail. You know what I mean? And it's like a buddy movie where two Secret Service agents, and then they wind up, there's like a prison riot, and then they're taken hostage. Or I don't know, maybe like a Dog Day Afternoon meets Alcatraz, meets The Rock. What do you think, Matt DeSantis? Can we got something to work with here, you think?
Yeah, I think so. One of those Secret Service agents, it has to be like his last day before retirement. That's how every good movie like that starts, with that same narrative. It's his last day.
Yeah.
Just needs everything to go right. Yeah.
You're right. It's his last day. They're getting ready to, you know, and the president's got, you know, 50 more years in his term, his prison term. And the guy's like leaving, and then he notices somebody tries to shiv the president in the shower. And instead of yelling gun, they go, shiv! Because that's what they do in prison, you know?
By the way, did you see in that article they were hypothesizing that if Trump ultimately did end up in prison, he would probably get his own wing of the facility?
Yeah. His own wing, like in The Walking Dead. He'd have his own wing. I think that's awesome. Like, you get your own wing. That's just the Trump wing of the prison.
Yeah, that doesn't even sound half bad. You get your own, you know, chunk of the prison. You got armed security with you. I imagine you got pretty good food, because they were saying that poisoning would be a potential way to get to Trump. So they're probably going to bring in food.
Right.
That doesn't sound half bad, actually.
Yeah, he's not eating the prison slop that everybody else is eating. He's eating, you know, certified presidential food passed by the Secret Service.
Lobster and well-done steaks.
Right, or just McDonald's every day, because that's all the man likes to eat. So it's such a dumb article. You can tell how excited they are about the prospect if Mr. Trump is convicted. But elected president again, he could not pardon himself because the prosecution was brought by New York State. And under normal circumstances, any sentence of 1 year or less, colloquially known as city time, would generally be served on Rikers Island. Did you imagine Trump being in Rikers Island? That'd be insane. Any sentence of more than a year, known as state time, would generally be served in one of the 44 prisons run by New York State's Department of Corrections and Community Supervision. The former president could also be sentenced to a term of probation, raising the bizarre possibility of the former commander-in-chief reporting regularly to a civil servant at the city's probation department. And would they take his passport? That'd be awkward, right? It's like, well, I want to go to the UN, but I can't leave the country. I'm a flight risk, apparently. You know, so dumb.
Do you think if he goes to prison, the New York Times will have, I don't know, Maggie Haberman in disguise commit a crime so that she gets locked up too, and she can report like from the inside?
Yeah, and try to be Trump's cellmate.
Yeah. Oh
and then maybe they fall in love. Like that could be a rom com. Where the liberal journalist goes in, or no, she goes in undercover as a prison guard, and then falls in love with the president, and the two of them, you know, have a, I don't know.
He glares at her.
And that glare this time around steals her heart. versus intimidating her. She swoons over the glare. And this fantastical idea too, which is the Times loves this, right? So he's president and he's in prison, and this kind of goes. Remember, my original movie was Escape from Georgia, Penal Edition, but that case is not going anywhere. So now, assuming it's Escape from New York, and we could literally get Kurt Russell back to play the head Secret Service agent who has to get Trump out of a New York jail and get him to Washington for the inauguration. I think it'd be an awesome movie. They had that movie Escape from Donemora about those two prisoners up in the Adirondacks who escaped. And what they did was they had a guard on the inside who was able to help them escape the prison. And the guys got out and they were in the woods in the Adirondacks for, I don't know, 30 days or something like that until eventually they were caught. But what you can do is you could have like somebody on the inside who's a Trump supporter, is like MAGA, like a secret MAGA. All the guards have to be screened to make sure they're not MAGA, but this one is. And he helps Trump like chisel away, like in the Shawshank Redemption. And Trump can chisel away, and then you could see him like shimmying down a pipe to escape. And then the Secret Service is there to meet him as he comes through a manhole, and they grab him, and they put him in the car, and they race to D.C., and you see, like, corrections officers running after him, like, no, and the spotlight's on him and everything. I think we got something here.
It could
be a huge movie.
I'd buy tickets to see that.
You should buy tickets to see that, because that's going to be a huge summer blockbuster, along with Cocaine White House Dogs, and what was the other movie I came up with? I can't even remember my own ideas anymore.
There's a ton of them. I don't remember them all.
I know. It's hard to remember all of them. They're so good, though. That's the problem. And then other people steal them and actually make the movie. We just come up with the ideas, and then we forget about them, and somebody will make it and steal it and make all this money off us. Oh, well, what are you going to do? Here's Trump reacting to all the crazy college campuses, campus protests that are going on right now, the anti-Israel protests. Cut number two.
So, Pennsylvania, get out and vote. What's going on at the college level and the colleges, Columbia, NYU, and others, is a disgrace. And it's really on Biden. He has the wrong signal. He's got the wrong tone. He's got the wrong words. He doesn't know who he's backing. And it's a mess. And if this were me, he'd be after me. He'd be after me so much, but they're trying to give him a pass. But what's going on is a disgrace to our country. And it's all Biden's fault, and everybody knows it. He's got no message. He's got no compassion. He doesn't know what he's doing. He can't put two sentences together, frankly. He is the worst president in the history of our country. And again, what's going on is a disgrace. Now, it's interesting outside. For great Americans, people that want to come down and they want to protest at the court and they want to protest peacefully, we have more police presence here than anyone's ever seen. For blocks, you can't get near this courthouse. And yet you have nobody up at a college where you have very radical people wanting to rip the colleges down, the universities down. And that's a shame. But it all starts with Joe Biden. The signals he puts out are so bad. And I can tell you, he's no friend of Israel, that's for sure. And he's no friend of the Arab world either. You take a look at what he said. He's no friend of... He doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know what to do. He wants to take like a middle ground. And oftentimes that doesn't work. But it's certainly not working here. But what he's done to Israel is abandon them. And he's trying to be as nice as he can to the other side. Call it the Arab world, but that's not working either because they get him. And he's an incompetent man. A peace will never happen with a guy like this. Thank you very much.
And here's the problem that Joe Biden has right now. The problem he has is that the wacko base of the Democrat Party is so anti-Israel, and they're chanting, "We are Hamas, we are Hamas." Here's a little bit of some of the latest chants that you just heard a short time ago on a college campus. Take a listen.
We are Hamas!
You're Hamas, wow. You're what? You're Hamas?
Yes, we're all Hamas,
We are Hamas. We are Hamas. Isn't that something? These are crazy, crazy people. Crazy people. But Biden's got to win them over because I told you he hasn't locked down crazy yet. So everybody's saying that what he said yesterday was his very good people on both sides moment, where he said, you know, they asked him about the anti-Semitic protest, and he said, I do condemn them, but I also condemn anybody who doesn't understand what the needs of the people of Palestine are. So that's being called his very fine people on both sides moment. I'll get into that with some detail with you a little bit later in the show today. But it's a problem for him, because you got Bernie Sanders on the floor of the Senate talking about cutting off all aid to Israel, blaming Netanyahu for genocide, essentially. This crazy wing of the party, these students you see in New York, these are the same students in Michigan and Wisconsin that are going to cost him those states, among other reasons he's going to lose those states, because those states are also where you've got blue-collar workers who don't like his policies, you got people that don't like the economics, and then add to that the fact that all these Democrat crazies are not going to vote for Biden because they're angry at him for standing with Israel, even though the support he's showing for Israel is he's trying to be both sides. This is what he said yesterday, just to refresh your memory.
Condemn the anti-Semitic protests on college campuses.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians and how they're being...
Should the Columbia University president resign?
Right this way.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you see, it's the very fine people on both sides moment for Joe Biden. He's trying to have it both ways, and he can't have it both ways. But these lunatics, well, people are chanting, we stand with Hamas. These are not people that want to have any sort of negotiation. These are people, they just don't want to see Israel. And Biden's got a lot of Jewish voters right now who want to stand with Israel. I don't understand how a Jewish voter could vote for this guy. I don't understand it. I really don't get it. But this is the game. This is what he's trying to do. And you got Bernie Sanders on the floor of the Senate right now giving a speech. You cannot win if you can't lock down your own base. Biden's got a very narrow pathway to reelection. Donald Trump's got a much more, he's got, his ability to win is not as narrow as Joe Biden's. That's an article that I have that I'll get into with you as well. But for Joe Biden, it's a very narrow area he's got to go down, and he can't afford to lose people. He's already hemorrhaging Hispanic voters and black voters. Now he's lost all these whack jobs. These young people who also don't think he's extreme enough on climate change, extreme enough on being of hating Israel. Oh, in the crazy department, the state of New York has decided now what their next target is going to be. Individually wrapped slices of cheese.
It seems like they have bigger problems to concern themselves with.
No. The Packaging Reduction and Recycling Infrastructure Act would require companies with net incomes over $1 million who sell or distribute food or products, they would not be able to individually wrap their slices of cheese. So what I love is you get a thing of Velveeta or Kraft cheese. You get each pasteurized processed American cheese slice is nice and wrapped for you. I throw it in my daughter's lunchbox. Well, those would now be illegal, banned. So I've got, if you want, I got, go to richiesslicedcheese@gmail.com. I got a guy. He'll get you your sliced cheese, packaged individual slices. The problem is if you don't wrap them individually, all the cheese, they get stuck together.
I like the Kraft single, so I actually might have to buy some product from you, I think.
Yeah, well, I'm going to start stocking up and freezing them. I got a buddy of mine who's got refrigerant for all the air conditioning refrigerant that was banned. So if you ever need a guy, I got a guy. Anyway. But I'm going to start just freezing cheese, because someday people are like, I would love a hunk of Velveeta. I've got it. I'm going to take care of it. You buy deli cheese. You ever notice this? And you get it home and it's all stuck together, every freaking piece of cheese, because it's not individually wrapped. Well, that's going to be New York. There you go.
I don't want to live in a world without the Kraft singles. They're so good for grilled cheese.
Exactly. Under this bill, New Yorkers can expect a future where they're grabbing unwrapped products from cereals to cheeses to hot dogs from grocery store bins before buying them and carrying them home. There's no question such a drastic change in shopping habits will reduce the flow of packaging waste to our landfills, but it does so at the risk of ignoring all we've gained in food preservation and health benefits with sanitary, airtight plastic packaging. And the law could mean higher grocery bills. For grocers, the structural change in how we sell goods will mean more of the food we've purchased landing in the dumpster rather than consumers' grocery bags, adding to a 25% increase we've seen in grocery store bills since 2019, a faster price increase in housing, medical care, and most other categories. Worse, so many of the products impacted are the household staples available through the SNAP program for low-income earners. They're affected the hardest. Now, Owen Kane, vice president of the Toy Association, said plastic packaging keeps toys and popular dolls from breaking during transit and carries the appropriate labeling to ensure safety. If we remove the current packaging tools without an existing viable replacement, we'll simply raise costs and put New Yorkers at risk of receiving faulty products that they cannot verify it's legitimate and/or tested to ensure it is safe. So not only will you not be able to get a packaged slice of cheese, you're not going to be able to get a packaged Barbie doll either if this bill passes. There you go. All right, I got more for you on this. We are waiting the judge's ruling in the Trump gag order case. That's happening right now. But my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding, they're great people. And I have a question for you. How's the bathroom in your home? How's it look? How's it look these days, the bathroom? Are you happy with it, or is it outdated and need to be remodeled? That's the question I have for you. Well, if you need a bathroom that's remodeled, if you want it remodeled, you're going to get it done in only 3 days' time. That's right, 3 days' time with my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding. Emmons design experts will help you every step of the way to make sure that the bathroom looks beautiful. And it's done in 3 days. Now, Matt and Stephanie are great friends of mine. I have used them for years for so many different projects. They were just over my house for dinner just the other night. And they're going to make sure you're happy. They're going to make sure that you are happy with the work that's done. And that's what counts. So when it comes to your bathroom, if you want that new design, go with Emmons. Emmons is the number one choice. They renovated our bathroom in our old house, and I loved the great work that they did. Imagine an affordable, maintenance-free bathroom with little to no inconvenience to you and your family in only 3 days. That's incredible. In only 3 days, and Emmons has finance options available. Having your bathroom renovated not only brings comfort and quality of life to your family, it is one of the best investments you can make in your home to improve its value. So don't wait for a bathroom that is a blend of luxury and functionality and one that is truly yours. Call Emmons today at 856-885-6677 or check out their website at callemmons.com. That's callemmons.com. Let the Emmons design team create your perfect bathroom sanctuary while adding real value to your home. 856-885-6677. Tell them I sent you.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, it is Tuesday. Wow, this week is flying by already. I love it. It's primary election day, of course. Make sure you go out there and vote. Do that. It's very important to make your voice heard. There is a Supreme Court case we're watching as well regarding Starbucks. And it could be another chance to rein in the executive branch of government. Cash Patel is going to be on the show later today. I'm very excited to have that conversation with Cash. He was the chief of staff to the Secretary of Defense. He's got a new book out called Government Gangsters. And he has been doing great work trying to expose the deep state. And I'm so grateful for the work he's doing. Look, you and I know the deep state's real. We understand it. You remember the time that it was the New York Times, they did that road trip to show all the hardworking people in the deep state, people that are working on things like, you know, making sure that bolts don't fall off of nuclear silos and things. That's not what we mean. We don't mean government workers. We mean people who are actually pulling the levers and using the national law enforcement and surveillance powers that we've given them to affect political change. That's what we mean by the deep state. But there is a bureaucratic state. There's a bureaucratic state, unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats. The FTC is a great example. Today, just voting 2-1 to ban non-competes. And like I said, you could love non-competes, hate non-competes. It's how do two people get to make a decision that will affect millions and millions of workers and tens of thousands of businesses? They should not have that ability. The Supreme Court today is hearing arguments over Starbucks' challenge to an order requiring it to rehire fired union activists, giving the justices another shot at paring back agency power. Justices will hear the case known as Starbucks Corp v. McKinney, which stems from the firing of seven employees in Memphis, Tennessee in February of 2022. Those terminated employees have since become known as the Memphis Seven. Starbucks and the National Labor Relations Board will appear before the nine-member high court to debate how federal courts should treat the agency's request for a district court judge to order those employees reinstated while their case proceeds. A lower court judge agreed, and the Memphis Seven returned to work in September of 2022. Starbucks appealed a lower court decision to the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to the Sixth Circuit, which affirmed the district court's findings. Now the coffee giant is telling the high court that the Sixth Circuit erred because it applied a two-factor test rather than a more strict four-factor test. But basically, it's like this. I mean, you break down all of this. And the question is, how much power does the National Labor Relations Board get to have over companies? That's really the question before the court today. That's the question. And again, the National Labor Relations Board under this president has been doing whatever the hell it wants. Ronald Mann, who wrote a preview for the case for SCOTUS blog, said the case may be yet another step in the court's seeming effort to curtail the power of federal agencies this term. The Supreme Court has already this term weighed seven cases asking the justices whether to curtail or in some ways limit the broader deference to federal agencies. So we talked about with Chevron, for example. That's the Chevron Doctrine, 1984. That one concerns herring fishing boats and how the herring fishing boats have to have monitors on board and the herring fishing boats have to pay for the cost of those monitors. That case will be decided on hopefully this summer. The question is, how much power do these agencies get? And what is the reasonable interpretation of congressional statutes? Now, this FTC decision today to ban non-competes is another great example of this. My opinion is if the court hears this, the court's going to strike that down and say they don't have the right. The Federal Trade Commission does not have the right to do this. This is beyond the scope of their power. The problem we have in America is twofold. One is the deep state that uses the national security state to affect political change. The second is the deep state, the bureaucrats that use the power of making rules to get their way that they can't get through Congress. So they can't get something passed through Congress, they write a rule. The EPA is notorious for this, coming out with crazy rules and regulations that would never pass in Congress. That little troll, Richard Trumka, who was the guy, the head of the National Consumer Product Safety Commission, he was the guy that wrote that memo saying that they had the authority to ban gas stoves. And guess what? He's probably not wrong. They probably do have the authority to ban gas stoves under the current system that says the executive branch makes laws. And until that is definitively shut down by the high court, you're going to keep having this happen. Now, constitutionally, I do not believe they have the power to ban gas stoves or any of this stuff. But as of right now, under Chevron, they probably could get away with it, which is why the Supreme Court needs to rein this in. A quote here in this, I would be surprised if several of the justices are not attracted to the logic of holding an agency to the same standard the court traditionally applies for private litigants, leaving it to Congress to specify departments from that standard. He expects some justices will be disturbed by the National Labor Relations Board extensive attention on Starbucks in particular. So we'll grab some of the oral arguments for you tomorrow. But this is, again, it's another chance for this court, with the justices that Donald Trump appointed, to rein in the executive branch of government. And it has to happen. If we're going to get our country back, we have to restore the balance here. The Congress is supposed to make laws, not the executive branch. under the guise of them being rules, which have the weight of law. All right, listen, Dr. Mike Venneri is a great guy, great dentist, great friend, and the master of dental implants. What are you waiting for? Go see Dr. Mike for your perfect smile. I've been telling you about him for years. Mama Zioli first discovered him. He's a great, great guy. He's my friend. He's my dentist. He's the master of dental implants, the master of making you look and feel your greatest with a million-dollar smile. I recommend you book an appointment with Dr. Mike today. See, for the last 10 consecutive years, he has been recognized among his peers as one of the top dentists in New Jersey and recognized as a master of dental implants. If you've had an estimate for complicated dental work, please go see Dr. Mike and get a second opinion. He's got two offices to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, right over the bridge. Easy to get to. Schedule your free implant consultation today for your perfect smile. Call 856-786-2020. That's 856-786-2020. Or visit VenariaDental.com. That's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. He's my buddy. He's my friend, and he's the master of dental implants. You're going to love the people in his office. They're great people. They got great music playing. And most importantly, the care that they provide is the absolute best. Dr. Mike Venneria, VenneriaDental.com.
Rich Zioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.